Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Now, joining me on the virtual couch today is someone whose great joy in life is sharing his own lifelong passion for cars with others. He's the founder of the Wynland Auto Museum, which is located just off the N1 highway near Jurstenberg-Vlakte. And it's possible, quite possible, that you've not noticed it before as you drive past. But no doubt you've spotted the little airplane that's parked there. You might have seen a few rusty old vehicles and sort of made a mental note that there was something there. But perhaps you've never turned off or slowed down to take a closer look. Because if you had, inside the large sheds behind those items, you would have found the most incredible assortment of sleek and beautifully cared for, working condition vintage vehicles. Now, this museum is the brainchild and the absolute passion of 87-year-old Les Boshoff, who began collecting this huge array of cars all the way back in 1984. Everything from Jaguars to Lamborghinis to Corvettes and much, much more. It is a car enthusiast's dream. Over 300 classic cars. Some of them are in better condition than others, but it is the largest collection in Cape Town. And it's my great pleasure to have Les, the founder and owner of the Wynland Auto Museum, with us to talk about his own life story and his love of cars and to tell us more about the museum. Les, it's a delight to have you with us on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you, Papa. That's a very nice introduction.
Thank you for joining us. Les, it's clear that you have been in love with cars since you were old enough to stand up and look at them. Is it something that was a passion in your family or that you came to through a particular experience? Where did it all begin?
Yes, Papa. I would say that a true motor enthusiast, it comes in your genes. You know, my granddad was a motor dealer of note. My uncle imported motor cars from East Germany after Second World War.
Yeah.
And my dad, my very late late dad, had the very first motor car garage in a place called Albertinia on the southwestern districts. But of course, it wasn't the the modern garage as we would have today with a place to eat. As a matter of fact, you had to virtually pour your own petrol and pump your own wheels up. Not the service that you get today.
Love it. So, Les, you would have then grown up surrounded by cars and surrounded by people who talked about them and were excited about them, and it clearly rubbed off on you. But I know that this museum was something that you came to in your retirement years. Before then, were you at all involved in the motoring industry yourself?
No, not at all. No. I'm actually a property man. But like I said, if it's in your genes, sometime or other, that would, you know, that would come forward. And when I retired, I was going to play with a couple of motor cars. But then, you know, life takes you sometimes on routes that you never expected. I was, in actual fact, driving in Cape Town one day. That's 35 years ago, when somebody from a film company stopped me. And he said to me he wanted to hire my car. So I thought he was going to hijack me. But anyway, after a lot of showing of fingers and stopping and whatnot, I spoke to him. And I then realized this hobby I was pursuing could become a very interesting hobby, in as much that you could even make a bit of money from it. But I never realized at that stage how big the potential was for motor cars in the film business. As you know, Papa, Cape Town, our lovely city, is the Hollywood of South Africa. And as such, there is always a demand for people, motor cars, places, locations. And that, I think the film business had a marked input in the economy of the Western Cape. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. But Les, I'm intrigued to know which films you've supplied cars for. Are you allowed to tell us?
Wow. Yes. Well, let me tell you, right now we're busy supplying motor cars for a Bollywood production, which is not necessarily Lamborghinis and Ferraris. Because what happens when a film is made, they look for a specific motor car with certain characteristics to suit that particular storyboard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've worked with the likes of where, not necessarily with him, but in productions such as Tom Cruise. I've worked on some very, very little local productions.
Yeah.
But a Disney World production, which is done at the museum, by the way. They use the museum for a period of 3 months doing a big, big film for Disney World.
Sure.
I've just done a Vin Diesel movie where we supplied about 21 motor cars from the museum.
Oh, did you get them all back in one piece, Liz? The Vin Diesel film, they usually end up smashed.
You know, Papa, that's a question we get asked. It's very interesting to know how the film people do treat a motor car. You look, they're also very budget conscious, and they won't easily smash a motor car. So what we then do is we will build the motor cars. Copies of motor cars, which could fulfill that role where it's put on fire and that kind of thing.
I'm so relieved to hear it, Les, because I know some of the cars in your museum are absolute collector's items. Already people are messaging. One of them is Jacques Cedrus, who says, "Oom Bosoff, Les, I have such fond memories of using one of his Bentleys as our wedding car." That's another thing that you do, Les, besides inviting people to come to the museum to just look at the cars, you let them rent them out for special occasions.
Lovely, lovely. You know, Papa, of course, when I went for my matric ball, my father gave me a bicycle to push. And I said to him, "But Dad, why must I push the bicycle?" He says, "Well, so you can keep your hands off the girls." Now, these days, motor cars are supplied and matric balls are becoming a huge occasion in the lives of students. With us, it was something we just wanted to get over. And as such, they come along and they select. You know, Papa, what's amazing how this convert also had an effect where they don't come as a couple anymore, but they would rent a car for one person only. Can you believe it?
Sure. Okay.
Only a little while ago, it was very much a couple thing.
Yes.
Where, you know, the girl had a big say, especially as far as color is concerned. And don't forget the mother of the girl that goes to the matric ball.
Wow, that's elaborate.
She has got certain demands as far as color is concerned because the dress is blue. You can't supply now a red motor car. Oh, no. No, it's got to be the correct color to suit. Because after all, they are spending money on photography, on photographs, and they go to a special occasion for the, you know, for that photographic session prior to the to the matric ball.
Sure.
But weddings, of course, they come for the classics. Like, look, we've got a collection of Rolls and Bentleys, and some very nice classic cars with very nice lines, which lends themselves to be photographed for the occasion.
Okay.
And once more, as I say, color is important. Vintage is important. So our cars do get used other than the film and television business.
Now, there's a couple of our listeners asking questions on the WhatsApp line, including somebody asking a very good question. When does a car become considered vintage? How is that term actually defined? What is a classic car? What is a vintage car?
You know, vintage, there's a lot of different understanding of the different categories in which the cars are. People sometimes classify a fairly modern car as vintage. Mm. It is, you know, there are, look, it's a wide period in which a vintage car, they normally run from around about the 30s up to around about the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
Cars which is normally older than 40 years.
Okay. And Les, I can see the time running away with us. If we can keep you for a few minutes past the news headlines, I'd love to keep on chatting to you about some of the individual cars that you've got at the museum. Very quickly, John in Kales River would love to know the story of that little plane that's parked out front. Where does it come from, he asks.
Well, it's a plane which I bought from a Nigerian airline. I then dismantled it in on the airport, and we then brought it here, reassembled it, and then mounted it up three meters in the air. So it's very much a complete plane. And as a matter of fact, on the 20th of this month, mm-hmm. a movie will be made in the plane.
Oh, my word.
Because you know, Papa. Yeah, because you know, Papa, the airport authorities is not completely exciting for film crews to run all of the show and make films there. But my helicopters, I've got two helicopters as well. Mm-hmm. So you must tell Johnny to come and look at the helicopters, which is also quite unique.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
We're back just wrapping up our conversation with Les Borsoff, who is the founder of the Veenland Auto Museum near Oostenburg Vlakte, just off the N1 highway. If you've driven past and spotted the plane that's mounted, that's where he is. Were you to turn off and go behind that plane, you would find sheds full of amazing vintage cars, some of them in pristine condition, some of them needing a little bit more love in return, but all of them interesting. And thanks, our listener Emlyn Brown mailing to say it's a really great place to visit. Les, somebody asking on the WhatsApp line whether you have any old motorcycles as well as motor cars.
You know, Papa, I've got a Harley. You know, okay. I think everybody that's a bit of a petrolhead must have a motorcycle. And I've got a couple of other, but I'm not really a motorcycle collector, because you'll find that the collecting of motor cars is such a full-time occupation, because I travel all over the show to find these cars that I don't have time to really justify my love for motorcycles, because I was a motorcycle man in my young days.
Okay.
Five Tiger 100. If I say that to your listeners, they will know that I was a proper motorcycle man.
Okay.
But motorbikes, I have great motorcycle clubs visiting me. You know, yep. Most of the motorcycle clubs, when they go for a morning breakfast run, this is where they stop, and then we share all our thoughts and our ideas.
And I know a lot of international visitors used to pop in and share their passion for cars. Les, obviously, I would imagine that trade would have been a lot quieter in the last 18 months, but hopefully they'll be trickling back soon.
Yes,
when they
yes,
come, indeed. When the big motoring enthusiasts arrive, what's the first vehicle you would show someone? What's the most special car in your museum, if you can name just one?
Well, you know, Papa, you normally find that your real enthusiast has got his own brand. I mean, the man that comes here for Ferrari is not necessarily a Mercedes enthusiast. And you find that he is very knowledgeable on that subject. But I've got a couple of cars which bring people here. The one is, for instance, a Grosser Mercedes, of which only 2,100 was made.
Okay.
And that's a very, very, very big draw card. The second one I had, I'd like to mention to you, is a Jaguar XK120. But with a difference, it is an American export. It's a British motor car, but with a exported to America and being a left-hand drive Jaguar, uh-huh. which makes it very, very unusual.
Okay.
That is something which I had a visit about 5 years ago, from the Jaguar Enthusiast Club in England, and they were amazed to have found this car here in South Africa.
Okay. What about the oldest car in the museum, Les? How far back do you date?
I've got some older ones which is not running, but the oldest running car is a 1910 Buick.
No.
And listen to this, Papa. It is called by the Buick people a grandmother model. Why? At the back of this car is a single seat, and this is where the grandmother jokingly was supposed to sit when the two passengers in front. Now, that's a very unusual car. You know, Papa, that car, when you put the lights on, you need a match.
No.
You light Yes. You open the lid on the lamp. You turn on because it's gas driven, and you then light it. Now, a friend of mine said, "But Liz, you can't see with that light." What I said to my friend, in those days, it wasn't for you to see; it was for the other people to see you.
Yeah,
and that's what that light. that's what that light was. What was for? So that's the oldest running car, but I have some others which is older, which I'd love to assemble and put it. But because of our involvement in building motor cars on order for the film people, we don't have the time we wish we had to assemble those. To give you a name, and I wonder how many people would realize this was a motor car. It was called an All Days and Onions. I'm not talking from your vegetable pantry. This is the name of this motor car.
Sounds like a chip flavor.
It was called an All Days and Onions, which is a 1904 model, which the namesake was used in the London to Brighton run, which is an occasion which happens every year. So I've got one of those as well, but not assembled.
Okay. So there's still lots of work to be done by the sounds of things. But Les, in the meantime, it's been just such a delight speaking to you and hearing your absolute joy in what you do. It shines through the conversation. Where will our listeners, so those who are struggling to picture where to find you, if they want to come out and visit, I know you're open 7 days a week from 7:30 till 5:30. You don't have to book in advance. You simply arrive and buy your tickets at the door. What's the turn off to take from the N1 if you're leaving Cape Town?
Exit 34.
Exit 34, yes. Okay, and tickets...
Easy to find, because if you miss it, you can't miss the plane. You know that my plane has become a landmark for the whole of Cape Town, leave alone for the car museum. So you've got to turn around at the Stellenbosch turn off and come back and find 34 and come to us.
Les, I hope lots of Cape Talk listeners are going to do exactly that, and I suspect they will be coming in numbers, because we've got lots of people responding so enthusiastically to this interview and saying how much they've enjoyed hearing your story. So thank you for joining us today. Les Boshoff, the founder and owner of the Wynland Auto Museum, a 1910 Buick in working condition. I wasn't expecting to hear an answer dating back that far. That is one of the many cars you can see if you want to go and pay them a visit. The cost of tickets is R100 for adults, R50 for children under the age of 12. And as Les mentioned, they're available to talk about hiring cars for use for special occasions, hiring the museum itself as a location shoot. And maybe next time you watch a South African-made movie, you're going to keep your eyes peeled to see if you can spot the museum, or a Bollywood movie or a Hollywood one. Who knows?